it's the Easter bank holiday weekend and there are lots of events taking place all around the country to keep us entertained. Our reporter Molly O'Connor has been finding out more. Molly, what have you got for us?
So it's a very busy weekend coming up, especially for families, and there are lots of ways for little ones to burn off their sugar rush across the country. So here's Emma Woods from Fáilte, Ireland.
There are absolutely loads of Easter activities taking place all across Ireland. So there's an Easter trail at Westport House, Strokestown Park in Roscommon is having one. There's an Easter egg hunt in Bridget's Garden in Galway, one in Malahide Castle. So there's just absolutely loads and loads and loads of Easter trails happening all around the country.
Let's talk about another event. The Midlands, apparently the place to be for fans of Peppa Pig.
Absolutely. So a baby pig called Peppa is the star of the show at Murtaugh's Organic Farm in Castlegaddery near Mullingar in County Westmeath. So they're hosting an Easter egg hunt this weekend and children can meet plenty of furry friends along the way. Gráinne Murtaugh runs the farm with her husband Chris.
We have donkeys, goats, pigs. We have peri-peri pigs, which are unusual. Ducks, pheasants, silky chickens, rabbits, and we also have Peppa Pig, who is the star of our farm at the moment. She's 8 weeks old and she's been hand-reared, so she's really like a puppy. We're very open to people seeing the animals as they live on a natural farm, so it really is it's great. We're not just doing it for the weekend. We are open Bank Holiday Monday, 12 to 4, and it is actually there's no entry fee on Monday. And we're also doing an educational Easter workshop on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday from 11 to 1. And that includes learning how to sow carrots and veg and nature walks. So it is for 5 to 10 year olds and yeah, it's going to be great.
That was Gráinne Murtaugh. Molly, you've also been looking at the Northwest. What's happening there?
So I love the sound of the Oakfield Express in Donegal. So Donegal, not a county known for its trains, but Oakfield Park in Raphoe will be running the Easter Express until Easter Sunday. So the idea is that you're taken on a train journey through the forest. After you disembark, you get a map to hunt down golden eggs and you can get your photo taken with the Easter Bunny at the end.
Not so far away from there in Oma, the Ulster American Folk Park also has a lot going on.
It certainly has. So you can discover old Easter traditions like crossroads dancing, learn about the history of the Easter egg and leave a message on the Easter tree. So this is the general manager at the Ulster American Folk Park, John Paul Coyle.
So we celebrate all the traditions and cultures that were celebrated in Ulster during the 19th century period at Easter, and then what our migrants took when they went to America. So on the Irish side, we're having great traditions of food samples. So you get to taste some hot cross buns and Seminole cake. We also have an Easter trail. So we've got beautiful cards in our collection from the 19th century that we've put onto to eggs. And so it's for children to travel about the park and discover the eggs, and then they can actually get to illustrate them. And then when you get to America, we have lots of fun activities there as well. We've got the egg and spoon races. We have a wonderful horse and carriage ride. And then a really lovely tradition that happened in America was Easter trees. So you would have decorated small eggs and hung them from the tree and made Easter wishes. And we're asking everybody to leave a lovely Easter message as a part of our Easter tree celebrations.
That was John Paul Coyle of the Ulster American Folk Park. Here in Dublin, Molly, what's going on?
So there's a free Sunday sketching workshop on Easter Sunday in the Hugh Lane Gallery on Parnell Street. Meanwhile, Farmley House and Estate in the Phoenix Park has puppet shows, falconry and live music on Sunday and Monday.
And just finally and briefly, the south of the country, what's happening there?
Well, in my opinion, the recent birth of a baby agile gibbon is a good enough reason within itself to visit Fáilte Wildlife Park in Cork. But their educational Easter egg hunt sounds like a great way of learning about the wildlife there. Here's Sean McKeown, director at Fáilte.
We have our excellent fun trail where families are encouraged to go around and find replicas of eggs around the park. So they're at different areas throughout the park, and there's an interactive QR code on these, and people can then download the information about the eggs and least one of the eggs at each point is from a species from within the wildlife park.
That was Sean McKeown, director at FOTA. He was talking to Molly O'Connor.